Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Jamie?
Yes, you are.
Hey, Jamie, how's it going in your neck of the woods?
It's going.
can't be too bad about a Tuesday, huh?
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm still trying to get out of the groggy mode.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're almost there. Hump day's tomorrow, but you got to enjoy at least the tacos for Taco Tuesday, so that's always good. I know you were talking to my mapping coordinator, Carlene. Jamie, did you have any questions or any concerns or anything like that on how the system worked itself? She does a great job of explaining the basics here.
Yeah, she does. Well, one thing I want to just be very fluent about.
Yeah.
And I know I'm not even sure how you guys go about doing business or how you guys work, if it's what it
sure.
is, et cetera, during out of the month or if it's a contract. But
okay.
more importantly than anything, I was really concerned about trying to, I have told her that I am currently not, I can't log into my account. I don't
okay.
have my password.
Gotcha.
And I've been trying to get a hold of Google, and obviously Google doesn't have a number you can just, like, give them a call and be like, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, so good luck.
I was supposed to get a package in the mail, and I never did.
Okay.
Everything.
Right.
And I was wondering, she said that maybe you guys could possibly help with this, and if you could...
Yeah.
Help with this, there's something that I'd be interested in, but I'm not sure how much we can do without me not even having access to my account right now.
Yeah, so how it works, and I'll just kind of go through the process here, is basically you have like what's called, if you can't get into your account and they're redoing it, it's basically as you setting up a new account. Now, I'm not saying that you would set up a new account, we just need access to the old account. So... we would go in with you and see what's going on with Google. We have our own Google rep here, and we would ask them what's going on with Jamie's construction concrete, custom concrete, I'm sorry, Jamie's custom concrete, and they would allow us to, they would tell us what's going on, whether you can't get in because they suspended it, whether you can't get in because maybe something happened on the back end. I really can't tell you what's going on with it until we're able to get on with Google and figure out. Is it saying that you just can't log in, or is it saying that, you just can't access it?
I can log in due to not having the correct password.
Oh, so you've logged yourself out with the password.
Yes. Yeah. And I don't remember the password, and I tried doing the trivia questions, but I tried multiple times trying different passwords, and it's just not letting me log back in.
Okay. And when you reached out to Google and emailed, what did they tell you?
They said that they were going to send a package out to follow the steps there to reset it, and they I never got the package.
Now, when did they email you that they were going to send the package out? Because Google runs on snail time, so it's very slow.
This was about 3 months ago.
Okay, so no, you definitely should have received something already. Let me see here. And are you receiving calls or anything like that through Google? Are you taking care of this by yourself, or is somebody supposedly helping you with this? How did you get in this situation here?
I'm still receiving calls. I'm still getting a lot of traffic from Google.
Okay.
It's just I can't access my account.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Well, the only thing that... the only thing that I could say is that you would basically get on with us as a month-to-month deal. Now, there's no long-term contracts, obviously, but what we would be able to do is we would be able to diagnose what's really going on with your account, why they haven't sent out. Maybe they have the wrong address on file. I'm not too sure. But what we would do is we would make sure that everything is correct, and then we would send out to Google and say, hey, Jamie's Custom Concrete, at this address of their Google Business profile is having problems. What's going on? You said you guys were going to send something out to them. He never received it. And then that way they could either resend it to you, one, or two, they would let us know how we could do it in a different way to get that Google Business activated. Now, with that being said, we would help you get that unlocked for you, and then we would also help you populate that to the first page of Google, so that way anybody searching for your business, they would find you on that first page. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And then we would also do as well is we put you on the most popular directory listings. It's just for added exposure for you. You would get some calls coming from there. I know you're on Yelp, but we would also put you on the first page of Bing and then Yahoo, and then you'd also be integrated with Alexa and Siri. So anybody doing a voice search, they would be able to find you on that first page. Now, obviously, it takes around 30 to 45 days. To get on that first page, we have to make sure that we can get access to the Google Business profile first. So we need to help you with that. And then after that, that's basically the process there.
So there really isn't a guarantee at the moment, right? And even for the first, let's just say for the first month, until
yeah.
we find out what's going on.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. If anybody's going to guarantee you that, Jamie, they're telling you stories. In advertising and on Google and stuff like that, they can't guarantee you anything. If they do, then they're not, they're just saying it just so that way you can sign up. And for us here at Local Splash, we don't do that, because that's why we've been able to stay in business, is we just shoot a straight shot and we tell you what the ramifications are with that. And that's how we're able to, one, stay Google Channel partners, and two, that's how we're able to get our clients the best results. Because I want to set you up for success, and I want to give you the proper expectations here, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, let me be straightforward with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have worked with other companies already
okay.
that have told me and promised me just what you just said right now.
Okay.
And it's just never really been a success. We've never done business. We don't know each other. We don't.
Right.
I don't know your company. But at the end of the day, I've already went through this with the other, what was it was another company. They're the ones that helped me to do the claim to get a hold of Google and to reactivate my account. But then we never got the package, and it just never worked out. I forgot the name of their company, but
did they offer you to build you a brand new Google Business profile? If that's the case.
No, they didn't offer me that, and I'd rather not do that just because I've already had a relationship with Google for the last 7 years.
Right.
On that account.
Right.
You know, and that's the only reason why I would rather not.
Are they, were they Google Channel partners at all? Do you know or no?
Yeah, they were. They were Google Channel, I believe so.
Okay.
At the end of the day, they ended up charging me like $150. It was mm-hmm. nothing what they charged me, and they were trying to stay supposedly help me get back into my account. You know, they did help out, but the thing is that they just never did send. Till today, they keep, like, when I get a review, they post it on my Facebook page or my Instagram page, or
Oh, nice.
I get an email saying, hey, this customer gave you a review, and they automatically post it on my Facebook business page. And they have them all linked within one.
Right.
And,
right.
And I was supposed to keep paying them, and I didn't pay them. I haven't paid them since. That was 3 months ago, but,
uh-huh.
yeah, it's still kind of up in the air, I guess. But at the end of the day, I guess they were waiting for me to get that package so we can proceed from there.
But my question is if you didn't get the package, they should, I mean, if they're Google Channel partners, they should be able to reach out to Google to see what's the alternative because you never received it. So they should have asked Google, hey, what address do you have on file? He didn't receive anything within the first, three. It doesn't take that long to ship something out to you, right? So, I mean, in 1 week, you should get something. But within the first week or two, you should have been like, hey, I didn't get nothing. And they should have been on it to reach back out to them and be like, hey, we never got anything for our customer here. What did we do? Like, are you guys going to resend it to them? Can we do this some other way? What's the next step? And press them, on that. That's why I don't understand why it took you 3 months, to get with that company, but you should have definitely received, an answer within the first 2 to 3 weeks of being with them. Right. That's for sure. But yeah, I mean, we do a variety of things here. Like we help you with your Facebook as well and retarget people that are searching for your services. But it seems like the issue and the problem that you have first that you just need to figure out and solve is we just need to get your Google Business profile up and running. Like I said, this is a month to month. Yeah.
Yeah, that is my number one goal. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if it's something that you guys can help me with, then that's something that I'm looking for.
Yeah. So we've helped people get, I actually just helped a guy get on a call with my tech team after we got him up and running as well. He kind of had the same situation. The only thing was his account was suspended. So we had to get it unsuspended with Google and then get him up and running. So we can definitely help you understand the process of what steps you need to take. And then also to make sure that you get back into your account. So that way we can start one, populating your account. Two, that way you can get in there and you can see what's going on with previous customers that either have reached out to you through there or that have left you reviews, and you can interact with customers there. But our number one priority would definitely to get your Google account set back up and then go from there. Now, like I said, we do month-to-month deals, so it would be $199. I took off the setup fee and everything because really everything's set up. We just need to figure out what's going on here. And it would just be month to month. So there's no long-term contracts, but we would definitely be able to help you out into getting you into that Google, business profile. And then from there, once we get that done, we could always talk about next steps. If you need help with Facebook, we could always go that route as well and just help you expand. But like you said, the, Google business. Go ahead.
Gotcha. I don't really like the whole Facebook thing. I just really want I just want a new business page, and my Google and Yelp to be linked in one, and I think that's good enough. Let me ask you, how do you get suspended from Google? What are the causes of people getting suspended from this?
There's a variety of different things. Somebody that does, it just depends. These media sites, they're very, I could say you could walk, if you're not doing it correctly, you're walking on eggshells. One wrong turn and you could definitely be in a world of trouble where they suspend it because maybe you didn't know and you have this whole nightmare of reaching out to them. And especially if you don't have a Google Channel partner, it's very hard to get unsuspended. But just off the top of my head, one of them is just changing your address without, like, reaching out to Google the proper way, just changing it. They're thinking that it's under attack, so it got hacked, and that throws up a red flag right away, and people have gotten suspended just by doing that. When your business name is registered in one name and then you go and change it into another, that's another flag. And then obviously there's more advertising avenues that can definitely get your, account suspended. It just depends on what you're doing and how you're doing it. You just want to make sure that you always run it by. But if you don't, if you're trying to reach out to Google, which you personally have, you always, you already know that it's not easy to get a hold of Google. It's a vigorous process and it could be a nightmare. That's why we have our own Google rep here. We have a whole tech team that does 100 countless hours a month on just accounts. That way they are set up, one, correctly, and two, they flow correctly and they stay on that first page in our own clientele.
Okay. So let me ask you, for $200, sure, what could you help me out with? I know you mentioned that you can pinpoint what is the cost of me not being able to get in contact with Google and finding out what is the cost, which I think I know now that you mentioned it, the change of address. Within the last 2 years, I have moved twice.
Okay.
And it's all like, it's been crazy with COVID. We've been every year we just moved to one location to another. And I try to move, I changed my addresses. And even when I change it with Yelp, for some reason, it keeps going back to what Google has it under. It keeps going back to that address, but I've tried changing it multiple times. It does change for like a month, and next month, even Yelp will go back to my last address. The address where I originated it.
Yeah, okay, so, which is connected to your Google business profile, right?
Yeah.
So how, like, those services work is they go based off of, they almost go based off of Google, because Google's the, you could say, like, the headmaster. So whatever's on there, that's an ongoing process with Yelp, with these listing pages. So Yelp is considered like a directory listing. And what it does is it pulls information from the internet and then it puts it onto your profile. So let's say you are only open from Monday through Tuesday, right? You're only open 2 days a week on Google and you changed it on Yelp. Over time, it would change back to Monday through Tuesday because that's what it matches on Google. So for the $200, one, we would help you get back into your Google business profile. Change the address correctly to what it's at now so you don't run into any more mishaps with that. Populate all the other things like your Yelp page so that way that matches. And we continue to make sure that that never changes back, right, with the $199. We also help you with your Google business profile to populate on the first page. You will never share that spot with anybody. At the same time, you also never share your customers. So there's a direct call service towards you, okay? Now, you won't fall off the first page either because we're going to constantly be populating your business profile. Now, you will be integrated with Alexa and Siri, so you'll be on the first page there. And then you have a tracking system we set up for you, custom-made to Jaime's custom concrete. You'll be able to track your Google business listing. You'll be able to track your clicks, and then you can also track the calls coming in from Google as well. Also, you can track like the location of searches and everything like that that's going on. And we'd populate you for all the services that you offer on that first page.
Okay. I mean, that doesn't sound bad. Yeah, I was recently talking to another company that they called me in regards to advertising with them. And they told me that I was on the first page in 13th place. This was last week that I spoke to someone. I gotta say, till today, it's good to know that I'm still generating calls from Google. Like when people call me, they said, "Hey, I just found you on Google. I want to get an estimate, etc."
That's always the best.
When they don't mention it. Yeah. So that is good to know. You know.
Yeah.
Google's still displaying my business, which is cool, and my number's on there and all that. Do you know if interfering with it again, would that mess it up, like, even more? Or, I'm happy with the fact that they're still advertising me, you know, it's just,
What do you mean by interfering with it even more?
Like, us kind of trying to pick at Google more and changing the address and messing around with it and
You know, or do you guys have, or do you guys have access to the point where, like, you mentioned, like, we'll get to the bottom of it, we'll find out why, or,
yeah.
Or even better, at best case scenario, get me back into my account.
Right.
I would
feel
more comfortable if you guys were the one to get me to my account, then we can just keep doing this business month to month, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're Google Channel partners. We're not, obviously, you know, Google doesn't contact the public. So what they do is they have their Google Channel partners reach out to people that have the first, we have a first page listing on Google that's available, right? So for you, because you're not able to get into your account, that's why Carlene called you. So that way you guys could, I guess this was a callback. But what we would do is, it's not that because we would, I guess you said poke at it, that we would mess it up. We have access to ask Google what's going on with this account. So they can give us a direct answer on, hey, this is what we need from him. We need him to prove his new address because we changed it. And then we're like, okay, we can do that. And now we go back to you and say, hey, Jaime, Google got back to us. They want us to prove that you live at, you know, 1-800 North Pole Avenue, right? Something like that. And then you're like, okay, cool. We can send in a picture, or we can send in a video of the address. And then that way they unlock it. Now, if you locked out your password, we would ask them, hey, password is not, we lost the password. How do we get back into this Google business listing? This is the account. They might have you fill out an extensive form just because they don't want it to be like a scam, right? But that's what we will be able to do. And then also too, like I said, we would populate that to the first page after we get access to that account. So we're going to treat this like it's a new Google business profile where it's not set up yet. So we're going to have to reach out to Google and we're going to have to get all the information so that way we can get access to it. Just like if we were to build one, we would send out all the information to them and then they would send you something in the mail. And then obviously you would, you know, have it, and then we'd be able to populate. So that's how it's going to be. That's why I said it would take 30 to 45 days, because we have to get to the bottom of what's going on and why you can't access it. I'm pretty sure because you you changed your address a couple times, they have made sure that if you're suspended, they've made sure that they've suspended the account, because sometimes it's just weird how they do it, but I've heard it so many times. They're like, oh, we moved and then we changed it on our Google and they suspended it. We can't get in. I'm like, yeah. So we just got to make sure. We just got to make sure. That's it. So we'll be able to help you out there. And then, like I said, month to month after that, there's no long-term contracts. We can definitely get you rolling back on that first page and stuff like that. Yes, you might still be on the first page from like a company that said that, but it's an algorithm. So if you're constantly not managing it, you can fall off of that first page.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So,
but how it would, but how it would work. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, so how it would work is, like, I would create your account here. I would just make sure I have all the correct information. We would secure your listing with us. And then what I would do is I will let my tech team know what's going on. I would set up a meeting with you and my tech team. That way they can take vigorous notes as well on what you have gone through with them, what you've sent out to them, and then also tell them what's going on. That way when they do reach back out to Google, they already have everything in writing and they're just like, hey, this, and this went on. They've already reached out to you guys. You guys haven't done anything. What are we doing? This is our client. And then they're like, okay, well, we got to do this.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Sounds very, very good.
Okay.
I'm going to give you guys a shot to build this relationship. I am hoping that you guys can help me recover this account, and it's something that we can do not just for 2 months, and it could be a long-term relationship, you know?
100%.
I know you guys will probably charge extra to do a business page and whatnot. I think we need to talk more about that. I'm sorry, what is your name?
My name's Charlie.
Charlie. Charlie, yes. Can you do me a huge favor? I am literally in front of a meeting that I was supposed to walk into 30 minutes ago, and I'm still on the phone with you.
Oh,
I need
man.
To walk into this meeting real quick.
Okay.
I need to walk into this meeting real quick, and then we will proceed with et cetera, what we need to do to get this going.
Yeah. How about I'm going to walk into a meeting here as well in the next 15 minutes at 2 p.m. Why don't I give you a call at 3, and then we can talk about – you said you wanted a website. Is that what you were saying that you wanted to do?
Well, I don't want a website until we kind of get to the bottom of Google, and then
– okay. I just like – so you said business page, so I thought that's what you meant. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I can quote you for it. And then, but you can just have that for your back page, you know, when we're done with the Google Business Profile. But what I'll do is I'll give you a call back at 3, so that way you don't, you know, miss your meeting here. And then, we can get everything finalized as well. And then you could always have peace of mind of what the website, and what we can help you with as well.
Okay, great. Yeah, I like some of the things that you've already mentioned, and you know, hopefully, I need to Google you guys' business. Maybe you can just send me a link to you guys, and either way, I want to do business with you guys and give it a shot.
Yeah, absolutely. When we talk again at 3, I'll actually send you the website, and then that way we can look over everything, and you could actually see the discount that I've actually given you here today as well.
All right, cool.
Sounds good.
I look forward to your call at 3.
Sounds good. I'll talk to you then. Enjoy your meeting.
Thank you. All right. Likewise.
All right. Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.